Proposition 9 would allow people who've been given what's called deferred adjudication the opportunity to apply for a pardon from the governor. Deferred adjudication is sometimes granted by a judge when a person's crime is minor. Instead of processing the conviction, the judge gives the person probation or community service. If those hours are completed within a certain time frame, the judge dismisses the charges. But it doesn't come off your record. Ana Yanez Correa is executive director of Texas Criminal Justice Coalition. She says a deferred adjudication can be a barrier to a productive life.
All of a sudden, you're treated as if you had had a conviction, so you're not able to get that job. You're not able to get that housing because people see deferred as if it was a conviction, and they didn't know about it. So now they have to live with that.
Currently, the governor has the authority to grant a convicted felon a pardon. Senator Royce West of Dallas says he introduced the legislation to level the playing field.
If you can do it for someone that's been convicted, surely you should have the authority to do it for someone that hasn't been convicted. And obviously, if they haven't been convicted of something, it's a less serious offense.
Opponents say a pardon is unnecessary because they are only used for convicted crime. Others take issue with the 10-year wait period before someone can even apply for a pardon. Deborah Medina is executive director of the conservative political nonprofit We Texans. She says one problem with Proposition 9 is that after a pardon is granted, the person must apply again to get the deferred adjudication wiped off their record.
The whole reason we want the governor to be able to pardon is so it comes off of our record so nobody sees it anymore. But there's quite a bit of concern out there that the governor's pardoning it does not automatically expunge the record.
There is also opposition from those that argue criminal records, expunged or not, should be available to the public, especially for schools or employers. If passed, Proposition 9 would go into effect January 1st. Early voting ends Friday. Election day is Tuesday. Erica Aguilar, KUT News.